Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Doesn't happen all the time, but it did happen today. And that today is why we have had to have a carryover. That was your cue, buddy.
And Chris Ello.
The Washington football team, they have announced that they will be revealing their new team name and logo.
What was that?
I'm not quite sure what that was.
Sadness, right?
I know what it was intended to be.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back. Happy hour.
Whoa!
Long last on a Tuesday. I was sad that the Washington football team is only now like a week away from announcing its new nickname.
Right.
Admirals. Admirals, I'm going for Stay Football Team. That's what I'm rooting
for.
It's
not going to happen.
I didn't say it was. I said that's what I'm rooting for.
I agree
for.
With you, Chris.
The FT grew on me.
Me too.
So we'll see what the Washington football team does. They're due to make an announcement. By the way, the day they make the announcement is a day for numbers freaks all over the world, because next Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day it falls on next week, will be 2/2/22.
I think those are cool days.
You like days like that?
I do.
Do you like those better than, like, say, 12 years from now when you'll have 1/2/34?
I also like that.
You like
I just
that
like
too?
Any sort
any
of pattern
kind of
in the date.
Funny number sequence.
Yeah. 1/2/3/4. 2030, that's going to be a good one.
1/2/3/4.
Yeah, I'm
hope
looking
I'm
forward
to see that one.
January 2nd.
I hope I'm around to see that one. Chris, it's only like 11 years away. I think you got it, buddy.
You think I'll make it?
I hope so. Technology is getting better.
All right. I'm feeling you, Scraby. Thank you very much. All right. Welcome back to the program. If you're just tuning in, wondering what in the world is going on in the world of sports on this Tuesday. The biggest deal of all is that David Ortiz got into the Baseball Hall of Fame today. He was the only person selected by the voters around Major League Baseball. Bonds, Clemens denied, etc. NBA action right now. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Lakers 81, Brooklyn Nets 73. Lakers have led throughout. Right now they lead by 8. Aztecs coming off the nice win last night over UNLV. And otherwise, you're pretty much up to date on what's happening. Baseball players and owners met for a while today. And some people say they needed to gain more ground. Other people say at least they gained some ground. So do with that what you will. NFL is getting ready for the conference championship games this weekend. The 49ers are actually playing, if you weren't aware of that. They will be taking on the Rams. And Bengals will be taking on the Chiefs, and Sean Payton today stepped away as coach of the New Orleans Saints.
He's available.
He is available, though he says he's not really that interested in coaching this year.
Okay, Bruce Arians. I mean, Sean Payton. Sorry about that.
Believe that when we see it. All right. We have arrived now at a fun time of the week. Tuesday's game show night. And tonight it is the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Scraby's coming off a rare victory.
Does he shed the cooler name just because of one victory?
No. Okay. No. The cooler can still win once in a while. I mean, the cooler plays cards in Las Vegas. I mean, every now and again, they're going to give him pocket aces.
Right, right.
You know, they can't help it. You're still the cooler. but Scraby did have one win in 2021. And here in January, he has now picked up one win in 2022. The question is, can he improve on that total? We'll find out right now.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right.
We like to call it.
Ooh, I'm going to go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the way the Fantabulous Sports Game Show works, I will give you a number of correct answers. You will attempt to come up with those answers without repeating one. If you repeat an answer or get an answer wrong, you get a strike.
This is...
And if you get three strikes, you lose.
You're out.
You're out.
This is prime time for you to be playing this game right now, Scrape.
Yeah, because Tony's watching the Laker game and trying to play this at the same time.
Lakers,
and it's
going to
take some concentration, I think, to come up with these names. So
great.
Let's see how we do.
See what the cooler can do today.
See if the cooler can blow this one. I think you're favored here, Scraby. I mean, just in general, I think the topic favors you.
Let's see if the cooler can blow this one.
Why do you just put that in the universe?
It's so subtle, too. Let's see if the cooler can... blow this one today.
All right, there are 17 correct answers today. 17 correct answers. And the you can play along out there, see how many you can get. The 17 correct answers are the names of the 17 different players that scored a touchdown in the divisional playoff round.
Oh.
17 different guys scored a touchdown this past weekend.
Oh,
I know you guys watched all the games. Can you remember who scored the touchdowns during the phenomenal divisional playoff round that we just witnessed?
This is insane because my mind just went blank.
17 guys. Tony, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll
go
first.
Or do you want him to go first?
I'll
you want to
go first.
All right, name somebody who scored a touchdown this past weekend.
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry scored the first touchdown of the weekend for the Tennessee Titans.
Great.
That is
I wrote
correct.
It down and I scratched it out.
That was correct. 1 point for Tony Gwynn
Can
Jr.
I ask a question about the category? Do quarterbacks count?
If they scored a touchdown.
If they scored a touchdown,
we've
they count.
Done this before.
Not throwing a touchdown.
It has to be a rushing touchdown.
You have to score the touchdown.
Score it.
Throwing a touchdown
is
not...
I feel like deja vu is happening in my head right now.
You got to score it.
You got to score.
You got to have your feet in the end zone.
Throwing the touchdown does not count.
No, it doesn't.
Correct.
All right. Then I'm going to go with Gabriel Davis.
Gabriel Davis scored 4 touchdowns. That's correct. You only get 1 point for it. All right. Interestingly, there was only one other person who scored multiple touchdowns this week, but we'll get to that person if and when you guys name him. It is 1-1. There are 17 different players that scored touchdowns in the divisional playoff round. Tony, you're up.
Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon. Tony's going like in order of what they
That's
scored.
That's the only way I can remember.
At least
it
so far he is.
That is really funny.
Joe Mixon was the second guy to score a touchdown this weekend for Cincinnati. That is right. So Tony 2, Scraby 1. Scraby, you're up.
If I name the other multi-touchdown guy, can I get 2 points?
No.
You can so begging for points over here.
Well, I know Leonard Fournette had 2.
He's the only other guy. That's right. So now, yes, there are 13 guys left, and all 13 scored exactly 1 touchdown. And it is 2-2, no strikes yet, and we're in the middle of the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. As mentioned, you can play along out there. Scream at your radio, Joe Mixon! Joe Mixon!
He's
we'll
chosen.
Say, no, we
He's
already
chosen.
Took him.
He's
so
chosen.
Right. Scream somebody else. Tony, you're up.
OBJ.
OBJ. Is that Odell Beckham
Yes,
Jr.?
Yes, Odell Beckham Jr.
Give yourself a strike.
I knew it.
He did
you
not
said
score
that.
A touchdown.
Dang. Oh, my goodness.
In that game. Where's the buzzer, Scraby? I mean, it's on the wrong pod. Handy.
Oh, here it is.
Figure the buzzer would be handy for a Tony miss. Tony's clearly watching the Laker game. This is not good time.
No. I mean, Odell was involved, so I would have.
He was involved. He did not get a touchdown.
Whatever, Scraby. Just make your next pick.
Scraby, you can now take the lead.
Okay, question.
No, stop with the question. Let's go.
I'm not going to answer it. He can ask whatever he wants.
Cheater.
All right, I'm going to go with. Just
what are
the
you
one
looking
I know.
At?
My notes.
What do you mean, notes?
I wrote down players as you announced the topic. I'm going to go with Tyreek Hill.
That's correct.
I was going to say, I know for a fact he peace signed someone.
He did.
Tony's mad that he didn't think of that one.
No, I had that one in my back pocket.
You got to be careful if you say peace sign because it almost sounds like he peaced on someone.
I don't even want to know what that means.
Well, I'm not going to say it the
Thank
way
you.
I meant to
Thank
say
you.
It.
Oh. He right. gave the peace sign.
Yes. 3-2. Scraby, Tony's got a strike. Tony, you're up.
Kelsey.
Travis Kelsey got the last touchdown of the weekend, memorably, for the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, we're tied 3-3. But Scraby's kind of in command here.
He definitely is in command because Tony's got a strike. My brain is starting to waver here.
Yeah.
Did Mike Evans score a touchdown over the weekend?
I don't know. Or is that your guess?
Yes. Mike Evans.
Mike Evans caught a long bomb from Tom Brady in the fourth quarter to help bring them from behind. That is correct. So Scraby leads 4-3. There are still 10 correct answers left, but it's not as easy as you might think.
10 left? Wow.
10 different guys are still left who scored touchdowns this weekend. That's right. Tony.
Oh.
Starting to sense you taking on some water over there.
Yeah. I got to start scrambling back to... How about A.J. Brown?
Oh, A.J. Brown's a winner. Ooh, caught one from Ryan Tannehill. That tied the game there in the fourth quarter. A.J. Brown is correct, and we are tied 4-4. Scraby, you are in the lead because Tony has a strike, and it's also your turn.
What about Mr. Cooper Kupp?
Cooper Kupp caught that long one at the end of the game, but... He didn't. Wait. Did he get into the end zone?
He didn't get into the end zone on that one, but he didn't catch another one?
Yes, he did.
I knew it. I knew it. I was like, there is no way I got this wrong. Because he was in my daily fantasy lineup.
Scraby 5, Tony 4, 8 answers left. It's getting tougher tougher.
Ooh, I just thought of one.
Tony.
Matthew Stafford.
Quarterback sneak,
yes,
touchdown
he did.
Rams. Tied at 5. With one strike for Tony.
I'll forget. I already missed one of Scraby's that he put down.
I would repeat, but I think that'd be unfair.
That would be. I messed up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct answers left. They're getting tougher and tougher to come up with, though.
Ooh.
Who else scored a touchdown this weekend? Scraby.
Oh, I know who he said. He said Mike Evans. That was the one I missed.
Scraby with a O. And?
False alarm O.
I can't remember his last name.
Well, then that's not going to help.
Yeah, last names are kind of the ones that you got to do remember.
And it just left my head completely. I wonder what I was thinking about. Okay, I'm trying to think of who scored that Packers touchdown.
I know, I couldn't remember either.
Is it A.J. Dillon that scored that touchdown? That's my answer.
Who's A.J. Dillon?
Packers running back.
Right, he scored the touchdown.
Thank goodness.
Scraby takes the lead 6-5. You guys have only missed one so far. There are 6 correct answers left. Tony,
AJ,
I hope you're holding on to some secrets in the...
I got a few that are starting to...
Percolate. All right. Who are you going with here?
What's my man's name? Singletary.
Devin Singletary. He got in.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Right at the beginning of the game. And then after that, it was all Gabriel Davis. You guys are incredibly good. 6-6, 5 correct answers left. Tony has a strike, so Scraby is
Scraby,
still
give me your strike.
Control.
Dude, you hold now for the strike. Go ahead and give it to us, man.
I'm going to say, once you pop, you can't stop. Byron Pringle.
You got that one? Very good. Byron Pringle did catch a touchdown
Daily Fantasy.
Pass.
Daily Fantasy.
I can't stand you.
Daily Fantasy. Can't believe you play that game, but it's paying off for you
it
right
is.
Now.
Really?
What's his name? Pringle?
Byron Pringle, Pringle like the, number like 13 the for
putting
the Chiefs.
Pringle down.
The Pringles.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about guessing him again. All right, Tony, it's getting down to nitty-gritty now. We've only got four correct answers left. You're down 7-6.
How about Hardman?
Mecole Hardman.
Yeah.
He never scores a touchdown.
But he did.
He got in on an end-around.
That was on my list.
After he fumbled, too.
7-7. You guys are down to the final three
guys. I only got one more in my head, so.
Three guys.
Three guys scored touchdowns. Scraby, you are up in a 7-7 tie.
I don't know how to pronounce the guy's name who scored it for the 49ers. I am unsure of how to pronounce his name.
Well, then I'm probably not going to give it to
can't
you.
Can't help you there, buddy.
If I get close enough.
It's for your
I may ask for spelling.
Oh, I definitely don't know the spelling, but I maybe can kind of.
I'd like you to know his name.
Tuafongo?
Is that his first name? His last name?
His last name.
Tuafongo. I can't give that to you. That is really not that close.
Okay, it's
really
well, not. It's not close.
Pathetically off.
Three.
But it's off.
It's not phonetically off?
It's way phonetically off.
Oh, okay. All right. As long, yeah, I can.
It's way phonetically off.
I can handle that.
So I will tell you if it comes down to it. There are three correct answers left. Both have a strike now. Tony,
I'm out of them. So this is my last good guess. This is my last guess. Not guess. This is pretty accurate. I'm positive of this one. I've been hanging on to this. Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes got in on a sneak around the side. So now, basically,
ball's in your court. We can go back
Scraby,
and forth.
There are two
here.
Names you can take. You have a strike. You have two names left. You either get the one. Or you take two more cracks of pronouncing the 49er guy's name.
No, I'm not going to try that.
So you can try that.
I'm not even sure of his spelling.
Or you can try and get the other one. They're really tough. I mean, if you come up with either of these, it's a deserving victory. But I don't think you're going to get them.
I think you're going to be all right because I ain't going to get them either.
That's unbelievable that you guys got every other one, though. Great job, guys. Great job. Now, if you can get any of these two... You're beyond a football fan.
See, the way you're saying that means that I shouldn't know who it is, so I'm going to take all the big names off the table.
Take them off.
Well, that's true, but I could be throwing you off.
That's also true, which you do a lot.
Yeah.
You do a lot.
Yeah, I do. All right, Scraby, there's no time limit because the show's still got 44 minutes left.
Tick, 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 I know. Tick, tick, tick. Throw the 49er game out. That one's done. We've named him. Yes. Well, we haven't, but...
I think you should try that.
I don't know I don't know who Tuafongo is.
I enjoyed what your last pronunciation was.
Tuafongo?
Tuafongo. I thought it was pretty good.
Okay,
man.
Okay, I'm just going to go with a big name, hoping Gronk. Rob Gronkowski.
No.
I knew it.
Gronk did not score.
I knew it.
All right, Tony, you get a free crack to win the game here.
I can't say the guy's name either.
Second strike.
Just throw out some letters.
If you say it and you lead Scraby to it, you're going to forever be upset with yourself.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? I'm going to say Randy Moss then.
Randy Moss. That's enough. that is so funny. All right. Here's where we stand. Tony's got 8. Scraby's got 7.
Wait, how did you get 8?
Because I got the last Patrick Mahomes.
You got Patrick Mahomes.
So now I'm losing?
Yes.
I thought we were tied.
We were, and then you guessed wrong, and I guessed Patrick Mahomes. It gave you
and
one
you
more
both
strike.
Have two strikes, and Scraby, this Man. Will strike you out and end the game. Unless you are able to get
no way he's able
either
to
the other two guys that scored a touchdown this weekend. The one guy, you're obviously onto it. You just don't know his name.
I know. I can see the play.
Mm-hmm. Everybody can see the play, but the question is... here's the question is, can you think of the other touchdown that you're missing here? There was another touchdown in one of the games that everybody's
missing.
There's got
to be a time limit on this guess or something.
Yeah, I'm going to give him 42 minutes because I got nothing else to say anyway.
42 minutes.
I think it's kind of fun to watch him squirm.
Um...
This is it for the game. to keep your title.
Give me a second.
He doesn't want to give up his title. He wants to hold on to it for another few seconds.
I don't blame you, Scrape. You don't get to hold on to this title very often, so drag it out, brother. Drag it out.
Here, let's just so we can, you know,
I'm just channeling,
so we don't lose anybody right now. Lakers by 8.
Thank you. I'm channeling because I remember third that quarter. 49ers touchdown. His name flashed up on the screen, and I was like, who in the world is that guy who just scored for the 49ers?
What I remember thinking is, what a great job by the guy in the booth who was able to flash that up there so quickly.
I know.
Lakers by 14. My apologies. I just update the score early in the fourth. 92-78. Boston 104, Sacramento 59.
They just gave up.
59.
That's ridiculous.
They're down by 45 points. Scrappy, I got nothing else I can do.
I know. I'm going to go with, I'm going to try to pronounce the guy's name, and it's going to be wrong. I have no idea how to pronounce this guy's name, but I can't just say sounds. All right, I'm just going to go with something shot in the dark. Jamar Chase.
That's what you're going with to save your championship?
I got nothing else.
Yeah. Well, it's a sad end to a spirited game. That is incorrect, unfortunately. Mm. Jamar Chase did not score a touchdown this weekend, and Tony Gwynn Jr. regains the championship by a score of 8-7 tonight.
Srabe, if you don't mind, thank you.
I hate when we actually have a really good game and I know who it is and I can't. Okay, so who was the guy that wasn't the 49er?
His last name started with an S, didn't it?
No, it started with a T.
No, I think his first name started with a T.
That's correct.
Oh.
The 49ers.
I just had no shot at
pronouncing. I'll give you the 49er guy's name. Talanoa Hufanga.
Oh,
you said Talofanga. You combined his first and last name.
I did. You're right.
Basically.
Shout out to Scraby. Thank you, man.
So his last name is Hufanga.
Did Isaiah McKenzie score a touchdown for the Bills? I cannot find this other touchdown.
The other touchdown was scored by Los Angeles Rams backup tight end Kendall Blanton.
Oh, gosh.
Caught the first touchdown pass from Matthew Stafford the other day.
That's annoying.
So there's your answers. You guys got the other 15. So
annoying.
Good on both of you for doing that.
Good game, Scrape.
Another spirited game, but in the end, Tony Gwynn Jr. has got the belt back.
This is where strategy plays a part. Normally, I would have deferred, but I knew I didn't have that many.
I don't need that.
And lastly, the turn the ball over purposely with the Randy Moss, just to give you that extra strike that you needed at that point.
Do not make yourself look better than make this win look better than it is.
I know one thing, Scrappy, you're never going to forget your new buddy, Talanoa Hufanga.
Hufanga.
Of the San Francisco 49ers.
So close.
I was actually very impressed with Joe Buck. Is that what you're talking about, Chris? Or are you talking about the actual graphic?
No, Joe Buck also, but I'm sure Joe Buck had somebody pointing to his name in the booth. But the guy in the truck had to see the number, find the graphic,
that is pretty
put it up
impressive.
On the screen.
In snow, by the way.
And if if you see that play, they got his name up there quick.
Yeah, they did.
That is
I
true.
I was like, wow, how did they know that?
All right, well,
Gwynn
good
and Chris
game,
rolls
Tony.
On.
Good game, Scrape. True champion. And cooler.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.